Welcome in, everybody, to the Westside Sports Podcast. It is March 26, 2024, day of recording. As always, I am your host, Dakota Esri. Welcome into the podcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give a caveat and a heads up for today's podcast. This podcast is going to be one of emotion today. I want to talk about something I saw last night. I chewed on it overnight, debated upon want to hop on here and talk about this, and it's my duty, it's my obligation to explain to you guys what is happening within the Mariner circle right now. For those of you who do not know, because it was, if you were on Twitter, you heard about it. If you didn't, I'll tell you now. Mariner's owner, executive owner, whatever you want to call him, clown, con artist, whatever else you want to, narrative slang word you want to use, Mr. John Stanton spoke to King 5 last night. And when I saw this report come up, at first, I'll be honest, I thought it was clickbait. I didn't think that this was a real thing. But when I started doing more research, I realized that this was indeed a statement. And for those of you who don't like to hear me reading off a script, you probably want to fast forward a couple of minutes. It's not a long statement. It's about, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 short paragraphs. So bear with me. If you don't want to hear this, I don't fully understand. Just giving you a heads up ahead of time. This is the exact statement from one John Stanton regarding the interesting and long breakdown of the Mariners' salary-shedding moves this offseason. Ahead of time, if you enjoy this content, please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and if you want to find me on Twitter, I'll put a link in the description down below. The statement goes as such. Excuse me. I think the fans understandably reacted to some decisions that were made early in the offseason. To be clear, the decisions are Jerry and Justin's to be made. I approve them in most cases, but our baseball guys make those decisions. The decision we made when we had some players who had contracts for the 2024 season that were not going to be able to contribute to the team on the field, I think this, again, I am reading the exact statement, okay? I think Robbie Ray walks on water. I'm a huge fan of Evan White. I think those are great people, and I love to have them associated with the team. But Robbie Ray had Tommy John surgery. And the only thing I know for sure about Tommy John surgery is that the recovery takes longer than you think it's going to. We knew that the Tommy John was probably going to keep Robbie out till at least July, maybe August. And now we're in a position where we've got, frankly, $23 million $23 million associated with a guy who isn't going to be able to contribute for 4 to 6 months of the season. Evan, similarly. So we made a decision to take the players off the roster and have the payroll, in effect, replaced by guys like Mitch Garver, Jorge Polanco, and we're going to have a higher, call it the same payroll. It's slightly higher payroll, as I said, but with a similar payroll, and we're going to have more productivity, and all of the analytics that we and the third parties do would suggest that we're a better team in 2024 than we are in 2023. Okay, so I have a lot of takeaways from this. If you don't want to hear this, probably isn't the podcast for you today. I'm just being completely honest with you. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be short-sighted. But this is an important statement because we haven't heard from John Stanton all off-season. Not once, not a radio appearance, not a newsletter, this is the first we are hearing from the clown himself, as I call him, right? So first things first. To be clear, the decisions are Jerry and Justin. Okay, so you are saying that you are throwing the front office under the proverbial bus. It's their decision to deal with this roster. Mr. John Stanton, I highly doubt I'd probably have a better luck getting a winning lottery ticket than you listening to this podcast, right? But I'd take a gander to say, if you knew a single thing about baseball, a single thing, you would have asked a representative on behalf of the Mariners organization to speak upon your behalf, like you've done in your cowardice ways since the moment your face showed up on this team. Since the moment when Jerry's addressing the 54% that you were behind the curtain. He was there. I know it for a fact. I have my sources. I will not give out who my sources are. Okay? I know for a fact John Stanton was at the press conference, the infamous press conference that blew up the offseason for our Seattle Mariners. Right? So you are saying that the baseball decisions are in baseball operations. Jerry DePoto, Justin Hollander. I understand that. However, you're the man that cuts the check. So with all due respect, just shut the hell up, John Stanton. Why do you even talk? What is the benefit of you saying this 2 days before opening fucking day? What is the point? What's the point? We had forgotten about the offseason. We did everything we could in this offseason to forget what you screwed up for us, John. That you handcuffed Jerry and Justin 1 week in the offseason when you tell them, oh, sorry guys, you're going to have to remake your whole plan. Going to have to wing it. The whole RSN issue, blah, 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 blah. Shut the hell up, John Stanton. What? So you waited all offseason. All offseason. You could have had October when the season was wrapped up and we missed it by one game. Did you address the fans? No. Did you go on the radio? No. Did you go on any form of social media and take any form of accountability like leaders do? No. Because you're not a leader. You're a coward. You hide in the shadows. You let other people take your bullets and your arrows and all your pain and torture and agony. In high school, when we were doing this thing, right? And it was in strength training on Fridays. You did 1 day a week. Then no matter how much it sucked, it was called PTA. Pain, torture, and agony. And you know what those three things you've done for us, John Stanton? You bring all that shit back the moment you open your mouth. You do. Because you don't care about optics. You don't care about what this baseball team does. The only thing you care about is padding your fat ass wallet. That is the only thing you give a shit about. So before you go on King 5, right, and try and sneak this on through social media, this is never going to go through the proverbial wickets. This isn't going to go through the first baseman's Jake Cronenworth's glove in Seoul, South Korea. This isn't going to happen. This is going to catch traction. This is going to cause a lot of conversation. And once again, you show as a full-grown man, you are unable, you are physically incapable of taking responsibility. I don't know what it would take. There is no petition in the world that could get this man out of office. I don't know, besides for, I don't know what the process was for the Baltimore Orioles selling, but we need to take that carbon copy, right click on the mouse like in old school Microsoft days, click copy, paste, cut, and apply this to our team. Because when we have an owner who deliberately and just with reckless abandon just goes out and says this. And then you talk about Robbie Ray walking on water. Hey, John, you gave the okay to sign Robbie Ray, who was, by the way, coming off of an AL Cy Young trophy, the award. He was the best pitcher on the market available. He came into us. He was a staunch leader. Something you will never be. Something you will never understand. Something you could pray to be, John Stanton. So spit Robbie Ray's name out of your mouth. You don't deserve to talk about him. You don't deserve to even talk about Evan White. Evan White's torn his groin, John Stanton. Do you know any form of discomfort in your life? Have you ever at a single moment in your life, John Stanton, where you had a tough point like this? No, then spit his name out of your mouth too. And then you have the audacity to throw Jerry and Justin, who worked their fucking asses off in this offseason, who ditched the contract of Kelenic, ditched the contract of Marco, ditched the contract of Evan White, bring in Jorge Polanco, bring in Mitch Garver, bring back Mitch Haniger, right? Go get Gregory Santos, right? There's Luke, the trade for Luke Rayleigh, right? What the hell? Where are you coming? What is the point? What is the point of this? Oh, well, we kind of increased payroll, but didn't increase payroll, but it's higher. What are you trying to say? Why are you trying to, when I was in high school, right? Tests were multiple choice or standard answer. You fill in your answer, right? But you can, in multiple choice, you can only fill in one bubble. A, B, C, or D, you know? And this is like filling in E. There is no bubble to fill, John Stanton. You're making this bubble to fill because you are incapable of doing what you should do. Doing your job. So before you go in here and try and trash the name of Robbie Ray, which... If I'm Justin and John, Jerry and Justin, I'm sorry, excuse me, right? This is not going to help me want to resign with this organization. Brass tacks, just being completely honest. Taking my fandom out of it. Business, money, image, right? Jerry didn't have to go on the radio after the 54% comments, but he did. Jerry didn't have to go on multiple different radio stations and MLB Network to get ahead of this, but he did. John Stanton didn't organize sitting down Scott to talk to Luis and talk to Julio and talk to Cal and Logan and George and all of the, you know, the main staunch captain, big time core players on this team. John didn't organize that. Jerry and Scott did. So, John Stanton, for about the 10,000th time, and as I was raised to say, and I'm going to leave this here, and then we'll transition to the next part of our Mariners segment today. You think before you speak. Think before you speak and open your mouth. Because when you do this, and you put out this bullshit paragraph, half essay, that means nothing. You are making more work for everybody else around you. And that is inexcusable. It's unprofessional. And better yet, there is no place for that in our Mariners kingdom. So, with that being said, we're going to transfer on to the next segment of Mariners. Thank you for everybody who stuck with me through all that rant. But if you're a Mariners fan and you don't hate John Stanton, I have a lot of questions for you. A lot of questions. There's no reason to like this man. There's no reason to give this man the benefit of the doubt. This man is a crook. He is a criminal. And he is a clown. The triple C, baby. Let's ride. Brian Wu. Information came out last night over the radio that Brian Wu was going to start the season on the IL. If it was on earlier, apologies. That's where I heard it from initially. I was in the car driving. Not good news. Not good at all. Right? When I think of the importance of this team and where the team core started from, obviously it's the starting rotation. That's why they were rated by their own peers the number one rotation in baseball. Right? They are the talent speaks for itself. I'm not going to go into all of it, but we are incredibly lucky in a sense, but the luck dries out really quick that we have Emerson Hancock to back up Brian Wu. And the information via Shannon Dreyer of Seattle Sports was that Brian's expected to be out for 7 days. He couldn't quite get loose in his bullpen before the start. And they said, hey, look, if you can't get loose, obviously, and be comfortable, we're not going to pitch you. You're worth too much to this team and for the season, so we're going to shut you down. So he will start the season on the IL with right elbow inflammation. There's no information on a PRP injection, anything like that, which is kind of protocol, depending upon how inflamed the area in the joint and the elbow is. Again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about this stuff except for what I've learned and read from Jeff Passan's book. But what I can tell you is having the value of Hancock on the roster, we all talked about in spring training. We knew Hancock was going to be valuable and important. But now we run into the problem that we had when we traded Anthony DeSclafani, which, coincidentally enough, he's also hurt in Minnesota. And unfortunately, on a side note, so is Justin Topa and Paul Sewald. All of our previous guys are all battling injuries. I doubt the Mariners knew anything about this. This is just baseball, and the arm in general is not designed to throw that way. But that's a conversation for a different podcast and for a different day. But with Brian Wu going down, Hancock filling in, this is where you need that next line of starters to come up, and they don't really have it. You know, a lot of people are, you know, I had a couple people reach out to me asking about Michael Lorenzen. Do we sign Michael Lorenzen? I'm like, nah, I wouldn't do it. And now I'm sitting here like, maybe we should have. But we don't have the money because of RSN, because of John Stanton. Anyways, also, this was announced last night, too, that Sam Haggerty is going to be starting the season on the IL with a, quote, non-baseball-related injury. I don't know if this means he slipped in the shower. I don't know what this means. I don't have any updated info. This is very vague. I apologize for this being vague, but I'm posting the news as I get it and I find it. So when I get more info, I will let you guys know. Find me on X, PNW Professor. Find me in the links down below. Expect Samad Taylor would be my guest to fill that void and role for Sam Haggerty. Doesn't have as much positional versatility as Haggerty with the infield plus the outfield, but his versatility and the athleticism will fit the profile pretty similarly. Apologies, I'm trying to keep hydrated for you guys. And we did Stanton's statement. And opening day is 2 days away. I will be there. I will be recording live from the 300s. It's going to be a great time. Red carpet, all this stuff. This is a tradition I've been doing for a couple of years. Last year, I wasn't able to do it due to a move. And due to that, I'm getting back on the train. We're getting back to the old time religion, as Dave Niehaus once said. Rest in peace, Dave. Love you. Couple side notes on some other news around the areas and stuff like that that caught and piqued my interest. Obviously, if you didn't know, Wazoo's basketball coach Kyle Smith left the program after the loss to Iowa State. It was announced the morning afterwards. God bless you, Kyle Smith, for waiting. Thank you, thank you, thank you for just being a professional. Honestly, like not taking advantage of your situation. I guaranteed he had the Stanford job lined up, which is where he's obviously heading to. But when you look at all of this and the what Wazoo did, this is a magical season for Wazoo. It was, no doubt about it. No, Kurt, no. I'm not a college basketball fan. Just being honest. I used to be. When I was younger and it was bigger days and it was UNC and Duke rivalry was a big deal. And now college athletics is just about NIL and getting guys to the next step of their life, right? Honest, pulling back the curtains here. I've become more of a women's college basketball fan than I am men's because the game is more pure, in my opinion, and it's just less drama and BS on the sides. But that's just a side conversation. But congrats to Kyle Smith on taking this team to an incredible ride. And fortunately, it was had to end at some point. He heads to Stanford. Now Wazoo needs to fill the role. But who fills it? I'll be honest, I don't know. That doesn't make for great content on here, which I apologize for, but I'm honest with you guys. I don't have names for this position off the top of my head. All I really know was that he left, and when I get a name, I'll let you guys know for Cook fans out there. UW Huskies did hire their next basketball coach in Danny Sprinkle. Great name. Danny Sprinkle is from Utah, has a very, very healthy track record of being at the dance. For the last 6 years in a row, he's made March Madness every year. He's made the dance. So that's what we've needed. I've talked about this ad nauseum. I'm not going to keep going into it. The Huskies haven't been in March Madness, I believe, in a decade. If I'm wrong on that, correct me, please. But it's just not excusable. The University of Washington is a prestiged program, or it used to be, that can be up for conversation as well based upon everybody leaving and Troy Dannon and Kalen DeBoer and all this, you know, change and stuff like that. But overall, it's a good move for the organization. It's a good move for the school. And it's just one of those things that you look for with the next coach. And with that being said, you guys, a lot of you guys have been asking me, what's next for this podcast, right? Well, how what can we expect for this, right? I don't know if you want draft profiles. I don't know if you want more draft conversation now that we're in baseball season. Do you just want, like, what we used to do was just I was doing it 3 to 4 days a week. I was doing daily recaps or game recaps after the game, depending upon when it got done. But we'll see what happens, depending upon employment, job stops, stuff like that, hours, schedules, you know, adult stuff. But anyways, I'll be keeping you guys up to date on that information as we go on. And it's going to be a fun week. Opening day is here. We've waited since October for this time. I was at the ballpark. Maybe this is where I'll kind of conclude and leave this podcast here. I was at Fan Fest, right? I want to give a massive shout out to one on air, Justin. It's his Twitter handle, Justin Barnes. He is the assistant producer. Apologies if that title is not correct. I met him on the field. He was super gracious with his time. It was also my birthday there on the day of I was there at the park. Super fun. Got to meet him, talk for a couple minutes, and then also a huge thank you to Lazaro Montes. What an incredibly gracious young man. He is just as massive as everybody thinks he is. I have a picture I'll be posting up here on my socials, detailing and showing that picture and stuff like that. I'm not a small person. I'm 6'2". I mean, I'm small statured, small guy, but I mean, this kid's massive. He was so humble, so gracious, so willing with his time, huge smile. And even with people like bombarding him, he didn't seem to let it faze him. And I thought it was pretty impressive. And I just wanted to say I really appreciated both of these guys' time and their efforts and their energy. And it was a wonderful relief to see because, quite honestly, the Fan Fest was not very well prepared, in my opinion. I'll get more into that probably on a different podcast. But for those of you who are wondering if it happened this year, it did. You didn't miss a whole lot. I mean, it was mostly just go on the field, walk around the bases a little bit, get a couple of pictures. I went into the dugout, stuff like that. But, like, shagging fly balls in the outfield like it used to be years and years ago before, you know, safety restrictions blocked everything fun in life. That's what it used to be. But this year was more about just, you know, like, I got, like, a free bobblehead that they gave away. It's some small stuff. It wasn't tremendous. It wasn't anything great, but I had a great time. Me and the lady went down and had a fun time. But for those of you who are wondering if it happened, it did. Apologies if you missed it. I'll try to be posting more on the socials for Mariner stuff for you guys to find next year. So that way we can kind of build the community and do it for that way. But with that being said, you guys, thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening. Again, apologies. If you're not one for super colorful podcasts, this might not be the one for you. Apologies again. I feel like I'm apologizing multiple times here at the end, but I just try to be honest with you guys. Some of you people love the fiery podcast. Some of you were like, that's not really what I'm here for. So, just appreciate you guys for listening. If you're here all the way till the end, God bless. Thank you again. Please remember to subscribe. Please leave a rating. It is building. It is growing, and there's going to be some fun things coming. So, just stay tuned, and until the next time, see us rise, go Mariners, and Castillo, we trust.